Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You can get over to that phone right now, just like Becky's doing, and give us a call at 888-723-4630. Don't be left in the duck blind.
And remember, we are live right now, today.
Are we?
The 5th of December. It happens to be 12:30 p.m. Pacific time right now. And when you hear the duck quack, that's your cue to be the first caller with the secret word from today's edition of the eBay Radio Group newsletter. The winner gets an exclusive eBay-branded prize personally selected by Griff. What is it today, Griff?
It's a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an eBay bag.
And it has the eBay logo on it?
It has the eBay logo on it.
And what is it made out of?
It's made out of bag material.
Okay.
It's made out of Kevlar. It's bulletproof. You can use it as a shield.
Anything. You could sleep in it, maybe.
If you're small enough, you can sleep in it. If you're,
to revisit Magyar 5615's issue again, where she thought she was putting her store in vacation mode.
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me read what she wrote on the chat board first.
Okay.
I think they were actually sold while I was away looking at purchase dates. Griff is correct. The info area regarding putting the store in vacation mode is misleading. I thought all I had to do was enter the dates I was going to be away from the store. I did not hide my listings, although I thought that eBay would be doing that for me as I was entering vacation mode for store.
Nope.
And I just took it off of that. Bottom line, I'm confused by what I thought I had done, i.e. putting store on vacation and entering dates when I was away, which the store did display in my header for the store. So I guess there's a lesson to be learned here. Perhaps that could be a topic that could be discussed in detail as people will be going away for holidays or coming up on the post-holiday winter vacation season.
Well, we discuss it in detail a lot on the show. And until I can, our team is able to get that text on the page to reflect. I know that there's a plan to change the feature next year to make this clearer.
Oh, good.
So what we're arguing for, and I think some sellers might disagree, is that vacation mode means vacation mode. So if you're going on vacation, the option should be you hide all your listings.
Yes.
If you want to a message mode, keep your listings up, but, you know, just ship out when you get back from your vacation, that should be a separate option altogether. And so we'll see how that works out. But in the meantime, if you're in the sound of my voice, note again, we should just do this every show.
Really?
Vacation mode has two options. One is what we call partial vacation mode, which is just putting a message up and showing the dates that you're away. This will not protect you from an impact on your late shipping or uploading tracking. Again, if you sell something during that period of time, it doesn't matter that you put the message up. It doesn't matter that you have set the dates. If your stated handling time is one day and you don't ship till a week, 2 weeks, a month later, you will take a hit in seller performance standards. Same thing for uploading tracking, because you can't print the label, you can't upload the tracking. If you want to be fully protected, you have to check the box that says hide my listings. Again, two options for vacation mode currently. And again, this is because this is a legacy tool that's never been changed. It was created before there were ever seller performance standards on eBay. You can put a message up alone with the dates that you'll be away, or you can put the message up and hide all your listings.
And the hide your listings thing is the key here.
That's the key. So I know some sellers who will go away for a week, and what they'll do is change all of their handling times to 7 business days or 5 business days. And you can do that. And then if anyone buys the item, they're alerted. Before they even purchase, they will see revised shipping delivery estimates that will be increased to show the increase in handling time.
Then the greenhouse too responded also, Griff.
Yes.
on the chat board and said to follow up, net the items Julie probably sold were ones that were watched prior to purchase. And Julie won't be penalized for late shipping for those.
Yes, she will. But that's not true. That's not true. If you sell an item and you don't, let's make it simple. If an item is for sale and you sell it and you don't ship it within the stated handling time, you will take a hit on your shipping on-time shipping metric. You'll also take a hit on your uploaded and verification of tracking. There's no loopholes here or anything. So if somebody was watching the item and then they purchased it, it doesn't matter that they put it on the watch list before you went on vacation. If they purchase the item while you're away, which means you've provided them access to your listings because you haven't hidden them, you will take a hit in performance ratings, both the on-time shipping metric and the tracking upload and verification.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please, I know everyone has good intentions when they're giving advice. I've learned the hard way that when I give advice, I have to double check it beforehand just to make sure it's accurate. Please avoid giving fake advice, even if it's unintentional. This is really important because people read your words, they'll see them, and they'll say, oh, but I read somewhere that if I do X, then I'm okay. And if that's not the case, you've just caused a headache for sellers. I don't mean to be...
Click on hide my listings.
Right. If that's your intention.
Right.
Your options are you can place a message alerting your buyers, but if you don't hide your listings and someone buys the item and you don't ship it within the stated handling time for that item, you're going to take a hit. That's it. So if you don't want to change the handling time, you don't want anyone purchasing anything while you're away, hide your listings. And again, this will only hide fixed price listings. It will not hide any current live auctions. So if you have auctions running at the time you're going away, that can mess you up. Make sure that you planned your auction schedule if you have auctions so that everything is ended and shipped before you put your item on vacation mode. Because it does not hide auctions.
Got it.
Just fixed price.
Thank you. We do need to do that reminder. You know what? I will make sure that it's put into our things that we read on the air.
And I will, again, acknowledge that we have done a really piss-poor job here of alerting sellers to this, and it infuriates me that this has been low priority. When we get off the show, I'm going to once again push to say, this is not something that needs to be on the back burner. This is misleading eBay information that has no indication on the page that sellers may be putting their selling status at jeopardy. We can't be blasé about this. We have to get, at the very least, text on that page that says, make sure you're selecting the right options.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So That would help big time.
You think? That's why I'm not blaming anyone for misunderstanding. We've done a piss poor job of educating sellers on this point, and I'm furious about it.
Well, we need to keep educating. Here on this show, we'll do it. We'll put it in.
There's your rant for the day.
Okay, Griff.
Hey, you pay attention.
We needed it.
I knew you did.
Okay, so Latte Girl 2 on the chat board.
Yes.
She's running free expedited shipping for orders $100 and above.
That's what the
promo is called.
I love that promo.
All right. This morning, I sold boots for $138. That would be $38 over the 100, right?
Yeah.
And customer was charged shipping on top of it. She was disappointed, as was I. Of course, I refunded her the shipping fees. How can this be fixed, Katarina?
What? Wait a minute. Say that again?
Okay. She's running a promo on eBay.
Yes. Okay.
Free expedited shipping for orders 100 and above.
Right. And she's using Promotions Manager.
I'm assuming.
Oh,
I can only assume
that
that's how she's doing it.
Right.
This morning she sold boots for $138, but the customer was charged shipping on top of it. She was disappointed. So was she, and she refunded her the shipping fees. How can this be fixed, she asks.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a glitch in it.
Well, not sure. I can't comment without knowing more details. So when something like this happens, what you need to do is you need to provide details, and you can email me. If you email me details, I can easily forward this along to a team to be looked at. If you don't provide the details, you will get an auto response. You're going to get one anyway that will remind you. If you did not put the details in your message and you don't resend it with a message, I'm not going to respond to it.
Got it.
I need the details. That's all I ask. Here's the deal. I give you my email address. It's griff@ebay.com. And there's very few employees that give their email address at eBay. Mine is all over the place. You'll find it on web pages. You'll find it on bathroom walls. You'll find it everywhere.
It's been etched on monuments.
It's been, right. It's been used as a graffiti tag in New York. So, and major metropolitan areas. So if you want me to look at an issue or forward it for you, give me the details. Don't just say, I sold an item for $100 and it didn't work. Fix the glitch. I can't do anything without details.
Okay. So details. Latte girl too. He wants to hear from you.
Right.
Griff@ebay.com. You know, we've got a...
Unless you have a pill that'll help me read minds.
When we come back, we're going to talk to John in Southbridge, Massachusetts. He's known as Sylvester_investments on eBay. Okay. I also have some shipping news.
Shipping news. We love shipping news. This open phone segment was brought to you by a cranky old man. This is your cue to get in the queue, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-6630. We'll be right back with more eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 432.
Every seller has some, those dead items that just won't sell. Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's and on YouTube as Crazy NY Driver. He has a tip on bringing those listings back to life.
One of the things I've been using with much success is Lockdown Manager. I usually run a sale for 2 weeks. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, I will start another sale, but not on the exact same items. Maybe I'll do 600 for the first 2 weeks, and then I'll run a sale on another 600 for the next 2 weeks and spread it around and let everybody get a chance to go on sale. And that usually works pretty well.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
eBay Radio, the show that's always first in Best Match. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Feel free to call and speak freely to us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. Good times.
John in Southbridge, Massachusetts, known on eBay as Sylvester_Investments. Hello, John. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I'm feeling so much better. I thought I was a grumpy old man today, too.
It's catchy.
And I'm stuck with both of you, so let's go on from here.
Yeah, live with it. Don't get us started or we'll mansplain.
I'm feeling a lot better now that you said that, Griff. I have a couple of questions. I hope I can get both in. The first one would be I sold a couple of items last week. I dropped them off at the post office. I was in a hurry, so I just left them at the counter, which they normally do. Mm-hmm. And then I kept watching to see if they had accepted it. Well, they never accepted them until the next day, which now means that I might be dinged for that, from according to what you were saying.
Possible. It depends on delivery date. So if there's no acceptance scan, or if the acceptance scan is late, but the item still arrives on time, you should be okay.
Now, however, having said that, is there something he can do at his post office?
Well, yeah, you can, if this is something that habitually happens at your post office, then you can email me.
This has never happened.
Oh, it's never happened. It's the holiday season.
This has never happened.
Oh, okay.
Usually what I do is when I go in, I have them accept the package at the station there.
Sure.
The counter. Mm-hmm. But this is, I was in a hurry, so I just left them in. Unfortunately, they didn't check them in until the next day, which, you know, I have one day shipping, so it may be late. But the customer is supposed to say that he got it on time, or
if the delivery confirmation shows that it's within the estimated window that was provided to the buyer, then it won't. Then you're fine. If there's no scan, then the question may be presented to the buyer if they leave feedback, if saying did the item arrive on time, and if they say no, then that would be a hit. But that question is only asked if there's no other signal from the postal carrier to show that the item was delivered on time. That's so, two items. How many items do you sell or ship a week, roughly estimate?
Well, it's kind of low right now. I'm going about two or three a week.
Yeah. So,
but I'm planning on gearing up, so it should be a lot more. And so, I guess my question is, if it does ding me, the system does ding me, there's no way I can get that reversed.
No, actually, there isn't. My advice, of course, is if you have more than one package to leave and you've used the bulk label printing tool on eBay, is to print out a scan sheet. And when you bring in the two or more packages, put the scan sheet on top, you know, tape it or tack it and say, and alert one of the clerks and say, hey, I have a scan sheet that'll cover all these packages. Can you make sure this gets scanned? The post office is supposed to scan everything that's brought up to them. And there's no argument about that. So if you have a post office that pushes back, you can email me with their zip code and station name. I'll forward it to Nate. He then calls the USPS. As our official liaison, and that usually gets the issue straightened out.
What was your second issue, John?
Yes, I bought a toy truck, and the shipper, the seller, sent it in a very poorly packaged, no protective packaging at all in the box. It's very small, and the toy got damaged.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of irritated with that because this happens a lot.
Yeah.
And so I emailed the seller, and I said, this is what happened. I never heard from the seller. So today I went ahead and I sent a request to eBay that I had received this damaged vehicle, and I hadn't heard from the seller. Well, the seller actually got back to me and said, the seller said, I don't accept returns. So I thought, well, I wouldn't have to return it because they don't have to accept returns, but I did want some acknowledgement that the truck was damaged. So anyhow, the seller emailed me back and said, well, return it. It's a $24 return.
No, you're doing this all wrong. Mm-hmm. Cease all communications with the seller. The seller is not being obliging. It's their responsibility to take care of this, whether they say they take returns or not. Cease all correspondence with the seller and open a case with eBay immediately.
Now,
and you
would
know, and it's
a case?
Sorry?
isn't what I did a case? Because I did say I want to contact the seller. It said received damaged item, and they said they'll send this on to the seller and let them know that I have.
So you did file a case.
I guess, is it a case? Would that be a case?
Did you go to the resolution center, or did you go to the returns floor?
No. I just said contact seller, and then it gives you a list of reasons why you want to contact the seller. And one of the reasons was receive the damaged item.
Yeah, that's not opening a case. Go to the bottom of eBay page. Go to the bottom of any eBay page, and open up. Go to the resolution center, and then open up a case.
I understand that.
Yeah, do that. That's the that is the right way to proceed.
And that's what you should do right now, John.
You should do that right now.
I'm going to. Yeah. Just quickly. In this case, do I pay the return shipping?
No. The item arrived damaged. What you want. This is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you should want. You want the seller to make this right. The item arrived damaged. You should get a. How damaged was the item?
The front bumper was bent.
And do you want to send the item back for a full refund?
I don't want to send the item back.
Then hold on, because we're out of time, and we're going to have to deal with this in the next hour. Call us back at the next open phone in 30 minutes. This open phone segment was brought to you by Adesha, helping you love the way you ship. Coming next, prepping for 2018. This is eBay Radio.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak, Terapeak.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
With Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Festivus almost upon us, the Q4 Marathon is coming into its home stretch. Last year, holiday e-commerce sales totaled $94.7 billion. And this year, they're predicted to top $100 billion for the first time ever. Get your share of this retail figgy pudding by listing, listing, listing. Then go all out with promotions and deals. Try bundling or quantity discounts or free shipping when buyers spend X amount. Send repeat customers a codeless coupon. Market your promotions via social media and your store newsletter. And add a holiday greeting to your packing slips. Just don't get so wrapped up in selling that you miss out on the joys of the season.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.